The sum difference rule. This lesson looks at applying the third rule that we're going to learn in differentiation called the sum difference rule. We apply the power function rule and the constant rule to a larger function that is actually a construct of two or three smaller functions that have either been added or subtracted from each other. So consider a case where we have y equals f of x plus or minus g of x. Well, the derivative dy dx will simply be f prime of x plus or minus g prime of x. Let's look at a more concrete example. So imagine we have a case where y equals ax to the n plus bx to the m, where a and n and b and m are both all constants. So this looks just like the first example of our power function rule. So the derivative dy dx in this case would be a times n times x to the n minus 1 plus b times m times x to the m minus 1, simply applying the power function rule twice. Now let's look at a numeric example. Consider where we have y equals 4x cubed plus 5x squared plus 3. We see that we have two examples of the power function and one example of a constant. So those are the two rules we're going to use. So dy dx in this case will be 4 times 3 times x to the 3 minus 1 plus 5 times 2 times x to the 2 minus 1 plus the derivative of a constant would be 0. Collecting terms, we get 12x squared plus 10x. Let's look at one more example. Y equals 5x to the fifth plus 3x to the half minus 4x plus 7. So the function's a little longer, but everything is connected by either a plus or a minus. So the derivative dy dx will be 5x to the fourth plus 3 times a half is 3 over 2. X to the half minus 1 is negative 1 half. And the derivative of 4 times x is simply 4, and the derivative of a constant is 0. So this gives us the answer. So the derivative is simply 5x to the fourth plus 3 halves x to the negative 1 half minus 4. So let's end the lesson there.